Hello and welcome to episode 3 of North of the Borders. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Scullion.
And I'm your other host, Louise Scullion.
That's good, you're slurring your speech already after having a drink. How many have you had already?
Why are you saying this on here?
I'm just curious.
It's only my second drink.
Of what? Pint of wine?
It's not a pint, it's a glass.
Is it a large
glass? If
you're in a pub, would that be classified as a large glass or a small glass?
It's a weird shape for the glasses that they tend to have.
So large.
So it's like a medium.
Your arse, it's large. So yeah, hello, is what I was trying to say before this lush piped up. How are you, Louise? How have you been?
Oh, I've been good.
I'm just asking for the sake of the sake of performance, because obviously we live together, so we already know how we are.
Yeah.
But just for the sake of this.
Of a conversation.
Yeah,
it's been good. It's been an uneventful week for the most part.
You've been, as they say in Canada, out and about.
Out and about, yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to Vienna last weekend.
A.K.A. Diana.
Diana, yeah.
Well, we recurring
went over
that joke
last, there. Last week, right?
Is that good?
Yeah, it was good. I'd never been before. I went to... Basically, a friend of mine from Canada was coming over. Her husband's friend had a wedding in Germany. And so they wanted to go and visit loads of places and basically said, oh, do you want to come meet us? And so I said, well, where are you going? And of the list of places, some I'd been, some I hadn't been. But I thought, oh, Vienna's supposed to be quite nice. And I'd heard since I booked the tickets that other people had really liked it. So, and they said it was really beautiful. So... So we went. It was good. I went to a few museums, and the town bit is really walkable. It's quite small. So even though actually my hotel was outside of the... It wasn't even on the map of the central area. I could walk in about half an hour. So that's how close it was. That's how compact it was.
That's right.
So yeah, it was good.
Did you see anything of interest?
Oh, huh. Yeah, the funniest thing I saw was... We saw them both days, actually, that we went to the... There's this part in Vienna called the Museum Quartier, or Quarter, I guess. And it's where... Well, like, it's spelled like that, Quartier, I don't know, the French way. And
I thought he spoke German, though.
I don't know. It looked like the French spelling. Maybe it was a German spelling. But it was... So it was like a big square with a fountain in the middle, and it had loads of museums around it. So it was really, really nice. And there was two funny things, actually. One was just more annoying than funny, but there was a guy who was, I think he was selling tennis balls on a string. And so he was just sat there for ages, and he was there both days we went back, just hitting the tennis ball. And of course it came back to him, it was like a boomerang ball. And it's one of those things like...
Is it like those paddles, like the bat and ball on a paddle?
I think it was actually like a tennis racket, though, that he had.
Oh, so it was like an oversized version of the...
Yeah, it was like a fancy version of it. And he was dressed like an 80s tennis player kind of thing, like pop collar. Well, maybe not, but that's how I remember
him. I wasn't even there. I've not even seen him.
And
but already I'm
prick,
thinking,
yeah.
What a dick.
He was stood right in the middle, so he was blocking the middle bit, like the walkway thing. And for anybody who's... Which I'm assuming most of the people listening to this are... European based anyway, and you know, we've all been to kind of these typical kind of tourist areas, and if you do anything that's out of the ordinary, people will stand and watch you because they're waiting for you to do something cool, right? Because they think, oh, this guy's here, you know. And so I was walking along going, god, because you knew that there was going to be people standing there, and there was about five or six people just stood there watching this guy hit this tennis ball over and over again. And I was like, he must be trying to sell these things. And you could see like a bike or whatever and a little bag full of these stupid balls. I think it was just the balls, and you like tied it to your tennis racket or something. So that was just more annoying than anything, because it's just like, oh, this is so stupid. But then when you walked around the corner bit, like past the fountain, you saw like it was the best thing ever. There was two guys sat on a bench side by side playing the accordion. They're both playing the accordion. And one was wearing it's not like plastic, but it's like the plastic molded, like deer's head. And the other one was wearing, I can't remember. It was like a deer head and something else.
Like a horse's head.
A horse's head. Yeah, right. The deer head and a horse's head. And they were playing the accordion. They had like a little bowl in front of them collecting money. So I was just laughing away. But I didn't have any change. So I
just imagine you just standing there going.
I thought it was quite funny. Because whenever you went up and put money in the bowl... The guy with the horse would kind of... You know how those horse head things look really weird?
Yeah, they're well well-trodden territory on the internet, you know, the kind of jokey horse head.
Yeah, so when he looks down and he kind of like, he would kind of like nod as in saying thank you, and it looked like a horse going crazy, like his head was like in his eyes on either side. It was just funny overall. And so I felt bad that I didn't have any change, so I didn't want to take a picture. So we were going back. So I went on my own the first time, and then I went back with my friend and her husband. And I said, look, there's these guys. I hope they're still there. And then we were laughing because I said, we have to go see if they're still there. And so she was like, oh, you know, and she wanted to take a picture as well. So she's like, we were like digging around for some change. We kind of shared out the change between us so we could both put some in and take a picture and not feel bad about it. And so we're sat there like snapping away, taking pictures. And I remember I came back and I was showing it to you. And as soon as I showed you the picture, I was like, I really wish I would have taken a video now.
Mm.
Because the picture was funny enough, but I think the video, you would have been loving it.
Well, since you've paid good money for it.
It was about 60 cents.
Yeah, but even so, it's only fair that we should put that photo on northoftheborders.com. On the episode 3 section.
Was it on my camera, though, or is it on my phone? I think it was on the camera.
It was on my
right?
camera, so I can upload it
easily enough.
But, yeah, so if you head to northoftheborders.com after listening to this, or even during listening to this for some sort of audio-visual experience, I was going to say extravaganza.
Oh, after the fact, yeah, of course, yeah, it's not live,
but,
right?
Yeah, well done, it's not.
well,
then,
some
yeah,
people must do live podcasts.
I believe that's called radio.
Is that it? They don't. Why is it called a podcast? I don't even know. What does that
because
mean?
Because Apple claimed it.
Really? They started it?
It was like an iPod broadcast.
Really?
I believe
How did
so.
I don't know that. So instead of just being a broadcast, it's to go on the iPod, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's how the phrase came about. It's a broadcast for your iPod.
But so it could be live then?
No, because you can't put live music on an iPod.
Do they not? It has a radio thing, doesn't
no.
it?
No.
Doesn't it?
No.
Mine does. Mine has a radio.
Yeah, but that's an iPhone.
No, it's an iPod. Has a radio. My little one.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is from back in the day when iPods were still fairly.
Okay, I don't know, but mine has a radio.
I don't want to tell you. I'm just saying.
You're pretty sure that's why it's
yeah,
called
otherwise,
it?
Otherwise it would just be called the radio. The
yeah,
special.
But you know what
they're special.
Like? They wanted to have a special name for stuff.
Yeah, so they do.
Well, what do they call their radio thing now? They were like, oh,
well,
it's
Apple
new
Music,
radio.
Yeah, Apple Music thing. I love that. When they first announced Apple
You're
Music
so
and
mad
they're saying.
About that?
Oh.
Even though you watched the whole thing.
I know, I watched the whole thing to see if they were going to do anything unique. And all they basically said was, yeah, Spotify plus we'll have a live radio station. And they're making
oh,
a big deal about it, going, oh, it's a brand new radio station called Apple Music Radio or whatever it's
You're
called.
Doing
changing
a British accent, but it was American.
Oh, no, changing the world. Is that are Apple seriously so arrogant now that they're pretending they've invented radio? Internet radio is like going take 12 fucks to yourself. That's just ridiculous. But anyway, the point is that's what a podcast is.
Okay,
and
so
it's not live. So the point was go to northoftheborders.com.
Because at the point that you will be listening to this, there will be a picture of two men playing an accordion side by side.
Yep.
Wearing
a deer head and a horse head.
Yep.
Yep. That's the
so
roundabout way or what I was trying to say. What art galleries did you go to? Or is that going to be lead to a really boring conversation?
No, it's the problem is I never remember the name. Well, we went to the Leopold Museum, which was very good. And that was a bit more...
Boring.
Shush. It was like 20th century stuff. It was like Dutch 20th century art, which was good. And the other one was like the Kunstmuseum or something like that. And that's the one that had... Remember I told you I was annoyed about that because it had a big picture outside saying, ah, Caravaggio stuff. Which I'm not as bothered about the old masters, but you think, oh, if you're going to go to a museum, you may as well go to one that has
yeah.
all the big stuff in it. But then when we were walking through, unless somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like everything that we looked at was just students of Caravaggio. So they knew him and just were, because they were taught with him, they painted like him. But I don't think there was one piece that was by him in the whole thing. But there must have been because they can't put a thing outside saying... There was like one of those banners that said Caravaggio.
Was it not a bit? Was it Caravaggio and then something in German?
That said and friends.
So maybe it was like
Caravaggio and friends.
Caravaggio and the crew. No, maybe it was just like Caravaggio.
CNC
maybe,
music
maybe, maybe it said
oh,
something
was
like.
Was that CNC Music Factory?
CNC,
you remember that?
What was the song CNC
C
Music Factory?
Yeah, it was like, God, what did they do?
They did
they
one
had one of the
big
massive
song.
Dance hits.
Because, now, here's a fun fact. I'll cover this on my site. Tired old hack at some point when the Mega CD came out or the
this
Sega
this is the
or,
most seg like well, segues well, in
whatever.
A podcast ever
Speaking of which, a segue. I never knew that that was how you pronounce segue because I'd only ever seen it written down.
Oh, you
I thought it was like seg.
Segue.
And then every like time I heard people saying segue, I was like, and I never put two and two together. But anyway, that's like segue number 12. The point is, when the Mega CD / Sega CD came out, because it was CD-ROM was a brand new thing, they started making all these movie games, games with full motion video in them, Night Trap and stuff. But there was one called Make My Music Video, or Make My Video, and one was CNC. There's a CNC Music Factory one, and there was a Crisscross one. And
I didn't know that Sega CD was that old, though.
Yeah, 92, 93,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they... So it was like it's a really basic video editing thing. It was a really basic video editing thing where basically the video would start, the song would start, and you'd have three really bad quality video streams playing. And you pressed A, B, or C on the controller, and it would switch to a different video feed. And that was you making the music video. And people would phone up and make requests, like really badly acted people. It starts with a guy in a radio show. He's going, yeah, welcome to Make My Video. And then some like kid would phone up and go, I want to see a video that's cool and it's got lots of flashing lights and pictures of cars. And then you go, Make My Video. And the video would start and there'd be three different video feeds. And you'd to make sure you were switching between the feeds. And, like anytime a picture
so it was
of a,
like what the kid was yeah, like.
Yes, anytime a car came up, you would switch to that. And, and then at the end, they'd go, that was cool. So yeah, there was CNC Music Factory, whatever song that was, and then Crisscross, and obviously one of the songs was Jump. There was like three songs on it, and Jump was one. Because Inside Out is Wiggity 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 Whack. That's the greatest lyric. I want to find out the name of that CNC Music Factory song, because that's going to annoy me.
Okay, so should I talk... Was there anything more you wanted to know about Vienna? But the cakes were
what
very
was the,
good.
What was the point in you saying CNC Music Factory?
Oh, we were joking about Caravaggio and Friends, C+C.
Yeah, so I was just thinking maybe it was something in German.
But it would have had to be the tiniest font, because it just said, like, Caravaggio.
Well, it's like when you go past the shop and it says sale 80% off, and you look and there's tiny wee writing that says up to 80% off, and you go in and everything's 10% off except for a fucking paperclip.
You expect more of a museum. You expect, like, a higher class of advertising. I don't know. Even though you still have to pay to get in, it's just...
Of course they did. Everybody dance now. Every Simpson dance now.
We were just doing the Marge voice earlier.
That was CNC Music Factory, of course it was. So yeah, so you would remix that.
I'm going to have a song stuck in my head now.
Right. So on northoftheborders.com, I'll put a wee video. A link
for
to,
the young ones?
And no, no, yeah, but I'll put a link to Everybody Dance Now, and then... Someone doing it on Make My Video on Mega CD. Yeah, people, you'd be surprised. YouTube and video games.
I know.
People put up clips of any old shit, including me.
Including us, yeah, and you.
So, yeah, so Austria was good then, or Vienna more specifically.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think what's hard to say about it is like I enjoyed myself, but I hadn't seen, I don't want to name check her, not that she's ever going to listen to this, but it feels weird to name check somebody.
Well,
it's too personal, right?
But they're not going to hunt her down.
No, it doesn't matter. Well, anyway, my friend knew who I was seeing. I hadn't seen her in about almost 4 years.
She might end up listening to this years from now when we are famous because of this podcast.
I'd be like, why didn't she say my name?
Son of a bitch didn't say my name.
Not a son.
What?
Fine, her name is Catherine and she's very nice.
All right, publicity. Name dropper.
But anyway, I hadn't seen her in almost 3 years. So just through, fault of circumstances, we'd try to meet up and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. So I think that definitely, we would have been happy meeting up anywhere, but Vienna was very nice. But what I'm trying to say is if I would have gone on my own or if just you and I would have gone.
You wouldn't have been you would have been fine with it, but you wouldn't have been blown away.
But I wasn't blown away anyway. Remember I came
back.
Yeah,
but I was just saying you would have come back.
Yeah, it was nice though. Very, safe city. It's definitely, I would definitely recommend people going for a couple days or something. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
So when you came back, we got back to our usual routine of watching TV and movies.
We don't really watch a lot.
No, but we watched a bit.
Yeah.
So the other night we watched Cabin Fever, a vintage horror gem from 2003.
Yeah, I heard of it, but I didn't realize it, it's... Because there's so many movies that sound similar. I didn't realize it was that one. And I had remembered way back that there had been a movie that Ryder Strong was in. Because for those... You said you'd never seen this show before. But those of us who grew up in North America, around the time that I was growing up, Boy Meets World was the shit, basically. Everybody watched the
show. See, I mean,
he was the heartthrob.
It was on here.
I know, but it wasn't a big deal. Huge. Yeah. Like, everybody watched it. So he was like, he wasn't the main character, but he was the best friend. He was like the heartthrob.
Was he the world or was he the boy?
No, he wasn't either. Oh, well, he was part of the world. Yeah, but Boy was Fred Savage's younger brother. Was the main guy.
Lily Savage?
No, not Lily Savage. It's a boy. I can't remember what his name is now. Ben, I think his name was.
Ben Savage.
And so Ryder Strong was the best friend. And Randy he was like Savage. Kind of the... Very good. He was like the heartthrobby guy. So although this is... You said this was what, 2003?
Yeah.
So still ages after it finished, but there wasn't enough of a gap.
Does it finish? Does he meet the world?
I can't remember. God, that's a stupid question.
Does it end with the world shaking his hand and saying, nice to meet you, we'll catch up sometime?
No. That's dumb. I don't know what you're saying.
And then the world gets on a train and Boy just waves at it. And the train goes away.
Meet you again.
A single tear.
No. Right. Anyway, so I think this was kind of like, I want to say this was maybe his bid at stardom, but perhaps not, because there was a good gap in between. I can't recall when Boy Meets World finished, but it might have been not that long. Mm. Anyway, so I had remembered a movie like this coming out and I didn't realize it was this one. So I thought that was quite funny. But I think he was the only kind of name in it, right? Or we recognize the doofus guy, but I don't know what he's been in.
He was in... The only thing I've also seen him in is...
The doofus.
It was Scary Movie 2.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure it's that you recognized
him
from. And he had like a smaller role in something else. I can't remember what. But what did you think? I mean, because I know you don't like gory movies particularly.
It wasn't that
gory. Unless it's comedy gore. So it wasn't like... It wasn't like there was like bits of faces like dripping off or anything like that, but there were bits where it was quite grim viewing. The plot, for people who don't know, Cabin Fever is about these teens who go to a cabin in the woods. This is always the case, but instead of there being zombies or mutants or whatever, this time there's a like deadly flesh-eating virus which is infecting the country, the countryside, and they end up catching it.
Mm.
So one by one, they're kind of going, what's going on?
So I think, I don't know, it's funny because I think in a way stuff like that is a bit scarier because it's a bit more realistic. Not realistic, but I mean, there is such a thing as a flesh-eating disease, you know, that's pretty horrifying. Well,
that's
Eli
Roth, who directed it, wrote it, said that was the...
Oh, was that around the same... No, it was before that flesh-eating disease.
No. What had happened was his inspiration for it was he was on holiday with his brother somewhere crazy. Some like kind of far off land, and he ended up getting a flesh eating disease.
Oh God!
And he's like had first hand experience, and he said that he was shaving once in the bathroom, and as he was shaving his face, he was peeling off bits of his skin.
Oh, gross!
So there's a scene in Cabin Fever where the woman's in the bath shaving her legs, and she's peeling her skin off. So it was based on that. So it actually happened to him.
I just remembered as well, and this isn't going to be bad saying this because he's not going to listen to this, but I had a science teacher when I was in high school, and I know it sounds really bad, but nobody liked him either, so he was like kind of a pervert. I don't want to say a pervert because he
because
he
you're saying it as if that's why he was a pervert, like nobody liked him. So I thought, well, I'll show you.
No, he was just a bit weird. I don't know. I didn't mind him that much, but he was a bit weird. He got he actually admitted to it, but he got flesh-eating disease on it, like in his groin area. So he like couldn't, he was like all casted up and stuff. Like he couldn't come to school for a while because he like had it.
He's wearing big nappies.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because pretty horrifying to get it anyway, but to have it like eat away your bits and stuff, like I don't know. So yeah, it was really weird. I just remembered that. God, that's...
Good.
15 years ago, 17 years ago, but
he's dead now.
I don't think he's dead. He came back to school and
did he?
Yeah.
Patched up.
Yeah, I think you can cure it sometimes, but yeah, it was weird. But the movie, the acting was good, you know, for those kind of movies. And we laughed at some of the jokes, like you said, you like the dialogue. Like the dialogue was genuine. Like it is the kind of thing that idiot teenagers.
Although parts of it are, even though it was only like 12 years old, parts of it are kind of trapped in that time. Like there's a lot of stuff you wouldn't get away with now. There's like maybe four or five, maybe six times in the film they say, "Don't be gay, that's gay, you're acting gay." They just wouldn't get away with that nowadays. Like, even though it was only a decade ago, if a film tried to pull that shit these days, you'd get loads of people saying, oh, I can't believe you're using that.
It did stand out to us, didn't it?
It was odd. It's like when someone said, don't be gay, you're like, hmm, what? Yeah,
it's like a jokey thing, yeah.
Took you off guard. But like, when I saw it, I saw it when it came out in the cinemas and thought nothing of it at the time. So, it's amazing how in just 10 years, stuff like that can happen. It's like that you wouldn't.
Yeah, it was probably closer to 15 years ago when it was made, I guess.
Well, yeah, but even so, 15 years, 10 years, it's like it's interesting how much language changes and political correctness changes. That if someone called something gay these days, you'd think, oh, steady on.
Even
though 10 years ago, quite a few people did it. You know, it's strange. But that aside, I've always liked Cabin Fever, so I'm glad you finally got to see it and you seemed to think it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's got a couple of sequels that I've not seen, so I need to try and find them. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we play some sort of humorous clip from it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you can find a
humorous
clip, yeah.
Here you go.
Oh, shit, what are you doing, man?
I'm cool.
Are you spying on us or something, man?
I'm cool.
Wait, is your dog friendly?
Yeah. He's cool. This is Dr. Mambo.
Here, boy. Come on. Come on, Dr. Mambo.
Is a doctor like a physician or a professor?
Yeah, he's a professor. Of being a dog? Oof, faced. Scratch mode. It's a positive bonfire. Got room for one more?
Actually, we were kind of having a private conversation, if you don't mind.
That's cool. I guess I'll go smoke all this weed by myself then.
No, it's all right.
There you go, genius. That's my favorite scene in it, I think. Because I remembered that line before, before we watched it.
Oh, did you remember the exact, dog? Yeah.
It's been a dog face.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's quite funny.
Yeah.
But it also shows how dated it is that he was obviously playing like a typical kind of like surfer guy. And he's got like the goatee that nobody has anymore. Yeah. But at the time was ubiquitous.
That was Eli Roth, by the way, playing that guy. Mm. The director / writer. It's weird because
shows how young he was, I guess, when he did
but
it.
He then ended up doing the Hostel and stuff like that. And it's like,
which I won't watch.
They're not really my kind of thing either, to be honest. I think you can go a bit too far. I'm obviously not averse to gore or anything like that, but I don't know.
It's just cruel, isn't it? Like, it's just like. We're not going to be watching those.
So that, I might end up doing it, but not.
Oh, you haven't actually seen them?
I've seen the first Hostel, and it's pretty grim. I've seen the first.
I definitely will not be watching
Saw,
them.
Even though Eli Roth had to do with Saw. I saw the first Saw, and it's a bit. I do want to see the rest of the Saw ones, though, to be fair. But whatever.
Nope.
We also watched the first episode of Heroes Reborn.
Oh, no, we watched two.
Well, we watched. There was a internet only, like episode zero type thing.
Okay.
Like a prologue, and then
we watched two, episode one.
Three. Yeah, we watched two.
Yeah.
Of Heroes Reborn. Now, that's an interesting one because you used to be obsessed with Heroes. Because I'd seen the first series before of Heroes. And when we moved in together, I says, watch this, you'll like it.
It was a little later than that.
Well, a bit later, but I say, yeah, watch this, you'll like it, because I had the first series on HD DVD. Because I got it dirt cheap when HD DVD died. So I said, watch this, and you, after like two or three episodes, you were like hooked on it, like properly obsessed. And you went through like the first three series?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see
two and
the
a half.
Second.
You did. No. You definitely finished the second.
Did I?
Because I remember we started on the second because I'd remembered hearing that the second and third were really bad, and we started watching the second, and I was like, I'm kind of out. So I ended up like giving up halfway through it, and you kept watching. To the point we were like flying to Canada and stuff like that, and you were still watching episodes on your iPad and stuff like that, because you were still into it. So I'm curious to know, because you didn't really say much after Heroes Reborn.
I gave up, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean after the new ones?
After this new Heroes Reborn.
I liked it, but I think they did this with the other ones, where they have so many people right at the beginning. It's just like, you can't. Well, they. I don't know if it's giving anything away, but they kill a lot of people already. So they'll kind of introduce somebody and then they're like dead. And so it's just like kind of hard to connect to anybody just yet.
It's like the X-Men cartoon. The first episode of the X-Men cartoon killed off Morph. What? No, the cartoon.
Yeah, I remember watching it, but I can't remember.
I remember it started on Sky. Me and my brother Kev used to watch it before going to school. And I'm sure the first episode had a character in it called Morph, who would morph into it, and it one of the X-Men. And he dies in the first episode. And you're like, oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't really get into him, because he's fucked. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of like that. Where they... So I think they're just trying to show different viewpoints and stuff, but it makes it harder to get hooked into something when... It just feels like kind of these paper-thin characters right now. Although they do bring back one really key character from the first one, so I'm not going to give that away.
You can see who it is, because they've...
Is it in the promos and stuff?
Yeah, I imagine. So he's like the main guy.
So it's thingy... I don't remember his name, but it's... Claire's dad,
yeah,
who was kind of the bad guy, and then throughout the first or second series he starts to kind of change his ways, so they catch up with him. So I think he's a good character because you've got a backstory for him already, right?
Yeah,
but everybody else you don't really have much of a connection with just yet, so I'm definitely going to stick with it. I don't think I've hit that point where it's like, oh, I can't wait to watch the next episode yet. Yeah. Like, when I see that it's on, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll watch it. But hopefully it'll get to that point again.
I was glad I still got the old Heroes soundtrack to an extent. That bit goes...
Yeah. It's not a soundtrack. It's just like a noise.
I know, but it's not someone. It sounds like someone.
Singing?
Let's do a clip from it, and let's pick a clip that uses that soundtrack so you can hear the bag going...
Yeah, it is like that.
And it goes... Wee! And that's it.
Is this supposed to be creepy, do you think?
Or no, like... I don't know. It's meant to be not relaxing, but it's meant to be like very. I don't even know the word. Yeah, sort of like.
Spiritual, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, here is said clip.
Where does it come from? This fear. This quest. This need to hide in a simpler past when the future cannot be avoided. It's coming. And when it does, everything will change. Yet there are those who can stop it. Do we know how?
So that was Heroes Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We also finally braved the first episode of Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Well, you shouldn't say it like that. I mean, we've liked his stand-up.
We are, like, enormous fans of the Daily Show when Jon Stewart was on it. So when he left, it was like a death in the family. So we put off watching like his last episode for ages because we're like, we don't want to watch this. But it was a good last episode. So Trevor Noah's been doing it since the end of September. So it's taken us a couple of weeks to go, right, okay, what's he got? But I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think we knew it was going to be good still because the writers are obviously fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why I thought this, but you know sometimes when they get new correspondents, they're a bit stilted? So he could have been like that as well, because you're reading off... I mean, he's maybe not used to that, because obviously with his jokes and stuff, he remembers what he needs to say.
Yeah.
You know, so... But he was very natural, I think, in front of the camera, and, you know, reading off the script and everything. The only thing that was a bit awkward... the beginning of the interview with Kevin Hart was a bit awkward, because Kevin Hart gave him a present... And he didn't really react. Remember, there was a bit of an awkward pause where it was like, I don't know if he thought it was weird or if it's just...
Not that, yeah,
so that was a bit strange. But then it kind of got into like a good routine. And they have a new correspondent on as well who is quite funny. I can't remember his name now, but he was really funny.
Yeah.
So look out for him as well, if I could remember his name. But there's a new correspondent. I don't know if that means that someone's left or if they just...
Maybe just wanted to get some new guys in or something.
Yeah, because they already had three, right? But sometimes they have a kind of revolving door. So So yeah, I was happy so far.
I liked his, because it's one of those things, you don't know how the opening monologue's going to go, because obviously that John Stewart had been doing it for what, how many?
16 years.
So when you get replaced, when he gets replaced, you've got to imagine the new guy's going to mention him. And he obviously did. So let's play a bit of that just to hear how he dealt with it, because I thought it was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is, now I'm in the chair and I can only assume that this is as strange for you as it is for me. You know, John Stewart was more than just a late night host. He was often our voice, our refuge, and in many ways, our political dad. And it's weird because dad has left. And now it feels like the family has a new stepdad. And he's black. which is not ideal.
So yeah, I think that was a quite a funny way.
Pretty much the way he needed to do it, but it was yeah it was a really good way of paying homage to you know, somebody who is. I mean, he talks about that as like he was in everybody's living room. It's like we kind of grew up with Jon Stewart in a way, yeah. Right? You know, it's especially for people our age who are like, well, anybody who's late 20s, us early 30s, you know, that's maybe where you first became kind of politically motivated as
well.
Certainly like
in America and Canada, not so much here because we didn't get the Daily Show for the longest time. And we only just started, apparently. Comedy Central is now getting it like the day after. Like the proper, because they had just like a weekly shitty version for
while. That was really crappy. Were we downloading it
and then getting it on Hulu and stuff like that. But now
that was what I used to watch when I first moved here, was like they were calling it like the European edition.
It was just bad. It would take like 4 days worth of stuff and take
together,
but now Comedy Central's got their act together and it's like proper on there, which is good. So yeah, that's The Daily Show. It's highly recommended still. We would have recommended a show of it when Jon Stewart was doing it, but we continue to recommend it now, I think.
Yeah, it's only one episode, but I think definitely people should give it a chance, and it's definitely worth it.
Also worth mentioning, just going back to our first episode when we were talking about Roadhouse, they since announced that they're apparently remaking Roadhouse.
Oh, you told me this.
In the Patrick Stewart role. Patrick Swayze role.
Patrick Stewart.
Imagine Patrick Stewart in Roadhouse kicking shit out of people.
It'd be quite funny, but it would be weird.
Well, he's got a shiny head, so he could stick the head on people. Like proper headbutts.
Glaswegian Kiss, I believe that's called, isn't it?
A Glasgow Kiss.
Whatever, Glaswegian Glasgow.
It's outrageous. instead of Patrick Swayze, it's going to be Ronda Rousey, UFC women's champion.
So they're continuing the Ghostbusters vein of
flipping the
gender roles.
Yep.
I think that would be good, though. I'd be excited to watch that.
I think it'll be brilliant. They should maybe rename it Roundhouse, because she kicks people in that.
Roundhouse, yeah. But, it's a Scottish version.
Yeah, so I'm up for that. It's all good in the hood.
I'm sure it'll be a few years before that comes out.
Yeah, no doubt. Right, listener questions. We've got one from Keown C, at Keown C. Is it someone Keown? They've not given a first name, but that's okay.
Is that a last name then?
Yeah, like
I've heard
Martin
Keown,
footballer.
Okay.
Either way, Mr. or Ms. Keown says, each of you summarise your respective countries in 3 words.
That's not a question, that's a demand.
Well, you'd still have. Think of it as a question. How would you summarise Canada in 3 words?
This is going to sound really like stereotypical, but like nice. Nice, outdoorsy, I guess.
Outdoorsy.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's a lot of like nature. Right, nice, outdoorsy, and I want to just say like fun. I don't know. I like it. Fun. Nice, outdoorsy, and fun.
It's annoying because Scotland pretty much
could be nice, outdoorsy, and fun.
Same.
Yeah.
I can't even think how I would describe Scotland in 3 words.
It would have been better if we
It's not like I do words for a living.
It would have been better if we
if
did each
Canada.
Other. Yeah.
If I did Canada in 3 words, it'd be fuck you, buddy.
If you did Scotland in 3 words, it'd be
eat my boys.
Eat my boss. No, Fanny boss or something.
Yes, quite. Yeah.
So what would you say? So Scotland would be, it's outdoorsy. Scotland's like a little bit crazy, right? It's just like, Well, I think what we've talked about before is like the humor. I mean, humor is different between Canada and Scotland, but it's still got that kind of aspect of like being the younger cousin or the smaller country to a big country. So you kind of get away with being a little bit more crazy, a little bit more nutty. I think. But
if I had to sum up Scotland's three words, it'd be all right then, mate.
All right now, mate.
All right then, mate. Just like, just friendliness in general. So yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Speaking of lovely, John DK, who I'm assuming that's a Twitter name and not the real name, says, "What is love?"
What is love? That's what I thought. When I think that.
He's written that purely in the hope that we're going to say, "Baby, don't hurt me," that Hathaway classic. So yeah, that's what it is.
You know, I used to run home to that because you put that on my iPod. It was like dance classics or something. No, it was called something else, but it was
Floor
all like,
Fillers. Is Floor yeah, Fillers yeah, dance floor, classic? Floor Fillers. Good album.
It was, and it starts as a chronological. It starts like early '90s and then goes up till it's maybe like 10 years worth of dance music. But I used to run home from the gym to get home faster. And there was a period of time where every time I went, I would play that "What Is Love" on the way back. Just it's like gets you pumped up to run home, kind of thing. Especially when it's like raining, or it's a good song.
It's a good song, a very good song. The Fat Consoler, otherwise known as
is that him?
PJ.
We didn't even answer the question though.
But what is love? It's that's a bit deep.
Yeah, I don't want to be on here forever either. Well, we've got time left, though.
I know, but I've got something planned once we get to the end of this.
Oh, fine, so we'll leave that. If John Decay is not happy with our answer, then we can do it again next time.
Yeah,
and do part two of What Is Love.
What Is Love continued.
Yeah. I've met him before.
Who?
The Fat Consoler.
Yeah, PJ. Oh. PJ says, "How many screaming foxes does it take to drown out the wails of a banshee?"
I've heard screaming foxes and they're so loud.
Yeah, because in London, in our flat in Wimbledon, foxes would shag
foxes.
Themselves stupid outside our flat every
Didn't
night.
Didn't we hear something like a male fox has like a really
It's like a corkscrew shaped penis.
Oh God! So but it's not actually hurting the female, is it?
It is. That's what the noise is.
I thought that was like ecstasy. Is that actually hurting it?
Of course it is.
Oy.
Oi, was that the Jewish fox? Oi.
That's horrible. It does sound like a screaming woman.
Yeah. I thought I woke up in the middle of the night, one night.
Was
obviously.
It when we were together?
And,
or
yeah,
was it?
You were still asleep. I woke up and I said, "What is that?" It sounded like a baby, like screaming.
Being murdered.
And I was like, "Jesus Christ, what is going on outside?"
But could you actually see them?
No, I just heard it. I was like, "What is this?" Like it sounded like a girl going, like screaming. And to the point I got my iPad out in the middle of the night and was Googling, because I thought maybe that's a fox. And I Googled fox girl screaming. And there's loads of people saying, "Yeah, it sounds like a girl screaming." And I was like, "That's terrifying."
What if it wasn't though, and you just left it?
Well, I don't know. My condolences to their family. It wasn't.
Sure, we would have heard about it.
Yeah,
later.
I know. We would have saw it in the paper. But no, it was definitely.
Remember?
A fox.
Remember, there was a fox that used to sleep on the garage in the back of our old flat. Remember, we used to see it pacing around on.
I took it the first photo I took on my new phone. Well, what was my new phone at the time was a fox sitting in the back garden. I'll put that on the site. I'll put that on northernborders.com.
Picture
I took of a fox. So yeah, that's the fox that you can see. Go to northernborders.com, episode 3. You'll see the fox that presumably is the one that fucking screams like a girl every night and shagging other foxes with its corkscrew knob. But we didn't actually answer the question. How many screaming foxes?
But what I was trying
I've never
to get
heard
at,
a banshee.
That's what I was trying to get at, is I've heard a screaming fox and they are very loud. But banshee is.
I thought banshee was loud enough to.
Is that a real thing?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's. I think banshees are maybe loud enough to attract sailors.
Okay.
So you can imagine that's pretty loud.
So I would say 50.
At 54.
because
the price is right. It ends up being like 82 and I win.
Oh, I know, I hate you. No, then you have to say 51.
In 1 cent.
Only I always hate. I mean, I would have been that person on The Price is Right, but you always hated those people because instantly you do that, the other person has nowhere to go.
I worry that we're referencing something Not that it's the first time we've referenced something quite old. Although Price is Right is still going on in North America, we haven't had the Price is Right since like
you were gonna
80s, 90s when Bruce Forsyth did it.
Put the video of Bruce Forsyth pushing that lady off.
I did it in the last episode.
Did you?
Episode 2 of a video of Bruce Forsyth pushing.
So this is a new reminder. If you haven't watched that video, you have to watch it.
In episode 2.
And see what an evil bastard he is.
Big Brucey.
Because it was very rude and very forceful. Forsyth forceful that he pushed that lady off the stage.
Yeah.
Almost broke her back.
Yep.
I don't know about that, but it looks like you could have.
You should have realized not to do that. You should have shown some Bruce Forsyth.
Oh. Right. Well, he still became famous, so.
Oh, he was famous at the time.
I know,
fuck.
But he became more famous. He was on Strictly.
Yeah, but you're saying that he became more famous for pushing that woman.
Still on it?
No, did he not
He's
step
dead,
down?
Right?
He's not dead. Jesus Christ.
He's close to it, though.
But he's been close to it for.
Why did he step down then?
You look at the like best of Bruce Forsyth things and like. In the 70s.
He looked old,
He
yeah.
looked 90.
Not 90, but he looked like he was in
old.
His 50s.
He was wrinkly. Yeah. He looked like a ball bag.
But it's because he probably smoked or something.
I don't think he did. You've totally...
Maybe he had a sunbed in his room. And
what are you doing? You've had him dead. You've had him smoking. You've had him self-tanning.
I don't like him.
The man's done...
No, sir, I don't like him.
You're a prick.
That's like a Ren and Stimpy thing as well.
Yeah, Mr. Horse.
We're making all sorts of references here.
References.
Old stuff. Yeah. References.
So anyway, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
50 and 54.
Yeah, respectively. The Duke of Jam says, what if David Cameron asked a guest on the next podcast? Well, I would do it.
He wouldn't do it because he'd have to come to Scotland and he wouldn't want to do it because, you know, all the abuse he got in Manchester. If he came to Scotland, people would like throw whole pigs at him or something.
Whole pigs.
Well, they only wore pig masks last time. They would probably throw like pig guts or something at him.
That's true. I mean, in fairness, if David Cameron somehow got in touch with me and said,
oh,
can I be on
it?
Of course
obviously.
We would, because people would listen to it.
Yeah.
It would be good promotion for the podcast, but I wouldn't be like, all right, Dave, how's it going, mate? We'd need to grill him.
Oh, and give him like grilled pork?
Oh, very good. And give him like serious, hard-hitting questions. Because we wouldn't be friendly.
So I actually have to research that one.
We wouldn't be friendly with him. We don't have to research
him. Sitting there five minutes before
and being
like, what the fuck are we going
to talk
about?
Why are you such a prick?
But I don't even think... I don't even know what he is. He's basically like... I don't even think he is a prick. I think he's just so hollow. He's not like a real person. I don't want to say he's not like a real person, but he's just like... He's the kind of person who's just like... He is whoever you think you want him to be. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, he'll be like, oh, I'm a conservative asshole if he's in front of those audience. I mean, I know that's politicians, but I think he takes it to the next level of just being like completely, you stamp your own mark on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he'll just be whoever you want him to be. And that's why it's just like, I don't think he has really any convictions of any sort, really. And that's what is just kind of despicable about him. I don't think he's a bad person. I just think... Yeah, he just doesn't have any convictions. He's just always wanted to do politics, so it's just kind of like whatever.
He should have a conviction for bestiality. Oh! That's the joke alarm.
But I'm...
That's good. So if David Cameron asked a guest on the next podcast, he'd be more than welcome, but we'd rip the piss out.
You can't get done for bestiality as well, okay. But they don't have any pictures of him,
no,
right?
But if he's dead, I think it's fine.
Are you kidding?
I would imagine so.
Oh, because you're not actually like...
You could go and buy a pig's head from the butchers and have your way with it, play Mr. Driller with it, and it's...
Because it's not a live animal.
Exactly, no one's getting hurt, except you if you've cooked it first. The point is, we'll move on, Mr. Peter Wood, he's specified
what
the
mister. What would you say the point is?
I've changed my mind. I don't I'm not going to give the point. Mr. Peter Wood, he's given himself the Mr. Moniker, that's not me being formal, that's all him, says, I haven't engaged with culture, so don't know what to ask, and then says, is it worth going back to the cinema? It's been 3 years. I'm going to shock you here and say no.
You've been this year, though.
I've been, but...
But you enjoyed
you
the times.
You and I both know that I don't like going to the cinema that much, because when all the stars align and it's fine, brilliant, I like it, but... There's always the cinema these days is a gamble.
Always.
No, the cinema these days is a gamble.
We've never had an issue.
But we've rarely been. I've been many times in the past, and there've been dicks on phones, people behind you talking. assholes throwing shit.
Yeah, but you know that now that you go with me, I would say something about it.
So. I know, but I just can't be bothered with that. I can't be bothered with it. I can't, it says, especially when we were living in London, I couldn't be bothered with like £14-15 a ticket.
Yeah, it was really expensive. When
in this day and age, fair enough, 15 years ago when we all had small tellies, but our telly's a decent enough size that when we sit close to it, it's obviously not cinema size, but we get decent sound, we get decent picture. A Blu-ray is cheaper than us going to the cinema, and you're not getting the risk of some dick texting in front of you and the light distracting you, or...
I haven't had that, though.
Every single time we go to the cinema.
I've never been bothered by that.
It annoys me, though. I get really easily distracted, yeah. So it annoys me if I see, like, a screen lit up in front of me.
I think because we've seen some pretty engrossing movies lately. Yeah, but... So would you... This year, we've only been to see Jurassic Park and... Mad Max, I think.
Yeah.
Was that it? But those were worth seeing in the theaters.
Yeah, and I'll go, and now that we're in Edinburgh, I'll go to the film house and the Cameo sometimes. You said we'll see
Star Wars as well.
You need to see that, but I'll go to this, the Cameo and the film house.
So basically, you're decent just a snob stuff. Then.
I'm not a snob, I just, I'd rather, I'll you, come on, you know the sort of shite I watch, so I'm clearly not a snob.
No, but, I mean a snob when it comes to other people.
Well, yeah, I don't like putting...
General public?
It's not that. It's just I don't like putting my evening in the hands of people I don't know. And like...
You can say that about anything you go to. I know, but like a restaurant or anything.
I know, but if you're in a restaurant and someone starts acting like a dick, there's something happens. About the cinema. The fact you're in a dark room where people can't see you and it's a loud noise where you think people can't hear you that makes people act dick.
Because they think they're anonymous. If
you
act
a dick in a restaurant, you're out and wide open and people can see you. You art freaking groups.
Yeah, but the people who do stuff like that don't care anyway.
I know, but whatever. Either way.
So the point is, I would say
it's not worth going back. It depends on how big your telly is and how decent your sound system is. It's not worth going to the cinema these days.
I think the other thing is, if it's a movie you really want to see, especially if it's something that you don't want to get the ending or something spoiled for you, then you might want to go. Yeah, then of waiting. Fine.
But otherwise, just wait. Yeah. There's a dog outside, can you hear that?
Yeah,
you won't, what I won't pick up on the podcast. There's a dog going mental outside, as you do. Baz Jitsu says, what are your favourite albums to each of you?
A favourite album?
Yeah. Mine was a 1992 WWF sticker album.
No, please shop. You're not a big... I mean, it's not that you're not a big music fan, but you're more of a singles person, aren't you? You just like your... favorite songs.
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
There's a couple of albums I'll listen to if there's nothing else. If I'm not in the mood for anything, I'll put certain albums on.
Well, you like the new Churches stuff, right?
Yeah, I like both Churches albums. I like Rob Zombie's Hillbilly Deluxe. That's a brilliant album. Any Michael Jackson albums, I'll listen to in their entirety. So I like some stuff.
So would you... Okay, so probably I would say out of that list... one of the Michael Jackson ones is probably your favorite then. If you talk about an album as a whole.
I don't know which one though. I'd probably cheat and say History because that was like...
Really?
That was like all of his hits.
Oh, okay.
In the first disc at least.
Yeah. That is cheating because it's the best
of His Story. That was what they did.
Oh. Yeah. That's when they floated the big statue of him down. Like down the Thames and
stuff.
Yeah,
that was really weird.
God, that's weird. That was, when he was just crazy.
That was the beginning of the end, though, because that was around about the time of the court cases and stuff, because the second disc had new tracks on it, and it had Scream, which was amazing, and Stranger in Moscow, which is my favourite Michael Jackson song, but then there's, like, some songs about him just being really angry, and, like, there was one where they kind of name-checked...
Scream, he was pretty angry.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but there was one where he name-checked, like, one of the lawyers or something.
Ooh.
But, like, changed his name slightly...
But
when he sang the song, although it was written differently, when he sings it, it sounds like him. It's like whatever his name was, it's a cold man. You know, and that was like the lyrics. You know, like, oh, okay. So he wasn't fucking around.
Yeah.
So yeah, what about you?
So you're going to say History by Michael Jackson? My favorite album. I mean,
History by Michael Jackson or Hillbilly Deluxe by Rob Zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite albums. I think for me, it's like... You know, I always think about like moments in time when I was like obsessed with certain. So I'll go back.
Oh,
and forth
sorry, I've got
between...
one more. Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, Wu-Tang Clan.
Even though I've barely heard you listen to that, but when you do listen to it, you get excited. Yeah. So I'll give you that. So I think in terms of ones that are, like, albums that I was obsessed with at different points in time and I'll still go back to and just love, 1977 by Ash, definitely love that album. Gaga 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 by Spoon is amazing as well, or Gat Times Five, which is sometimes called, is really, really good. I love all the Ash stuff, all the Spoon stuff. The newest Spoon album that came out last year is amazing as well. I think it's called like I Want Your Soul or something like that, or They Want Your Soul, but it's really, really good. Bright in the Corners by Pavement's amazing as well. I love super furry stuff, but I wouldn't say there's like one album that I was just like always upset. Like I just like all their albums are so different that I wouldn't be like, yeah, that's the one that I always go back to. It just depends on my mood as to which ones I listen to. So those are big ones that I always really, really liked. If you're going to do best of stuff then and be a cheat, I always loved the Greatest Hits, by Guided by Voices as well. It's really good. Cool. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's good. Cool.
Well, what we'll do on the website on northoftheborders.com, we'll put Amazon links to all those albums.
But people know all this stuff. Should I do like some Canadian stuff as well that people don't know?
No, you don't necessarily need to. We'll do that in a different episode. We'll talk music. But it's your favorite albums. You can't just.
Yeah, but I like other stuff, like Joel Plaskett and stuff. But it's just those are the first ones that came to mind.
So what we'll do, we'll put Amazon links to those albums, and if anyone's interested, they can buy them. And you can help us out. We'll get like if you buy them through Amazon through our site, we get like 3 pence for each.
Do we? It's not bad.
Come on, and so that'll go towards paying for the domain name and stuff like that. Like so we can keep it on the go. A couple more have come in via the Twitter.
Was that the last one out of the other one?
Yeah, while we've been doing this, a couple more have come in. One's asking about Vienna. We've already covered that. Stuart Fox at Furry Fox.
No, but she
Fox,
said man. Any recommended places.
He said Stuart Fox. Where are you getting she from?
I think I read Scully and it was like she. I don't know.
That's me.
I don't know how to read screens when I don't have my glasses.
Anyway,
on.
The point. Never mind that. go quick at this one, but you might have a view on it. Says one for Chris. Views on this week's NX rumors. This is. He says, do you think it'll be PS1, Xbox One, powerful, hybrid console, be a success? This
is that the new
Nintendo's
one?
New system, which the rumours now, according to Wall Street Journal, this has always been kind of rumoured, but they're now saying, yeah, this is the case. Wall Street Journal are reporting that third parties have now got development kits for the Nintendo NX, and apparently it's two systems in one. So it's a console, a home console, which is as powerful as a PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, apparently. But then it also has a breakaway bit which acts as a handheld.
No, but that's stupid because that's what they did last time and nobody understood it.
No, but this time it's an actual handheld, like, so you go away with it and play it.
How much are they going to charge you for that though?
I don't know, but I think that's a good idea. People are going, how is that going to work?
Well, because their handhelds are what did well, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And to me, it's a clever idea because if they're going to sell the handhelds and there'll be like Pokemon, you know, there's going to be a Pokemon game for it and all that, and it's Pokemon that sells their handhelds.
It's really hard for the developers because then they have to do two versions of the game.
Well, maybe, but it depends on how they do it. I mean, I've spoken about this at length, but like there's a million different ways you could do it. You could do it that the handheld version of the game can then be played on your TV, but when you plug the handheld into the console, home console unit, it maybe connects to an extra RAM chip or something like that and basically gets more power. So on your handheld, it's like runs at certain power, but when you plug it in at home, it suddenly looks better, like an HD-ized version of it kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's not the same. Usually the games are quite different, aren't they? It's like
you don't have to be. I mean, that's one way of doing it. Or it could be like a companion game. So that you're playing Pokemon on the handheld one, and when you get home, you plug it into the console, and you get like a Pokemon Stadium, which was like a game where you could have Pokemon battles in full like 3D kind of stuff like that, which you wouldn't do on the handheld. So there's a million different ways of doing it.
So are you excited about that?
Yeah, if that's what it is, I'm massively excited for it. I think it'll be brilliant.
And when's that supposed to come out?
They're showing it next year, but they've not said when it's coming out yet. So. But having said that, if the rumours are true and developers have got their hands on it already, then you'd imagine at E3 next year they'll have some games to show.
And it'll be Christmas, you think?
Mm,
maybe early,
maybe start of 2017.
They announced it, what, 2 years ago? Or is it just last year?
They haven't announced it.
No. But you showed me something where they were talking about it.
I've heard rumors, but they earlier this year they said we're not talking about it at this E3. We will talk about it next year.
Oh, okay.
So that was all they've said about it to date. So yeah. Grant Jones says favourite wrestlers.
These are all just you questions.
No, but this is for you as well. Do you have, since you, the last week we were asked if you've got into it since I met you.
So favourite ones that are on now then?
Whatever, yeah. Who are your favourite current wrestlers? Mine's is always, my favourite for the last 10, 15 years has always been Chris Jericho and still is.
I like him because he's Canadian and he seems like, he's smart and I like his, he was good on, what was that show that we watched? That we got obsessed with in the summer?
Fucking
it's not
hell.
Beyond the Mat, what was it?
No, Beyond the Mat was a documentary. It was Tough Enough.
Yeah, it was good.
He was good on that.
Yeah.
But who...
So the other ones we've actually seen wrestle kind of thing.
Well, not in person, just when we watched the telly or whatever.
I like who the... Is it Lucha Dragons?
Have we
guys?
Spoken about this? I think we spoke about this
last
week.
Yeah, we did.
So you like Lucha Dragons?
The Lucha Dragons. And your bright fluorescent shirt that you have as well.
That's good. Yeah, so if you go to episode 2, you'll find this in more depth. Okay, we spoke about this quite in depth. Michael Beckwith says, have you ever found a video game, film, or TV show that made you feel like it was insulting your intelligence?
Probably. Insulting your intelligence? Well, I don't know, actually. I'm sure we have, but I kind of wiped it from my mind, I think, in terms of probably. Well, you don't like the video games that do excessive tutorials, right? Those annoy you.
No, yeah, that infuriates me.
But have you thought of one recently that did that, or?
Well, they all do it now, and it's the controversial thing to say, but the Zelda games do it, and it fucks me off every time.
You can't turn it off?
No. And it's like, I understand that Nintendo games are played by people of all ages, but I'd love it if you started a new Zelda game, and at the start it said, Have you played this one? And you go, yep. And they go, right, brilliant. Here's the new controls. Like, here's the new bits, but you know all the old bits.
Yeah.
On you go. Something like that. Like, some... To be fair, the EA does that sometimes with, like, the Madden games. When a new Madden game comes out, there's, like, a training bit which just shows you the new stuff. So they've got, like, a massive training section, which has got, like, 80 or 90 different drills. So you can go and spend, like, 5 hours learning everything.
Mm.
Or you can go just a wee section that shows you the 5 or 6 new ideas, and you can do that, and then you're away, which I love. But I hate the amount of games that start with the first level is just a write-off. So the first 15-20 minutes is always... And they try and make it funny by putting in, like, voice acting, someone saying, oh, just testing the calibration on your robot suit, if you could just try jumping for me a minute. And then it says to jump press, and you go, okay, you're wasting even more time doing all this shite. Just give me a screen, show me all the controls, let me piss around with it, and if I need it, I'll just bring the screen up whenever I want to see. Give it by all means, keep tutorials in as an option for people who are maybe new to gaming, but give us the option.
It's not an option, don't break it.
Pokemon's the worst
mandatory,
for it.
Yeah.
To this day, Pokemon games, the first half an hour or so, are teaching you how to catch Pokemon and all this kind of shit. Like,
so you have to get through that bit, yeah.
So yeah, there's been a few.
TV and
we'll have a think. Maybe next episode we'll talk about some.
It's a very deep question, obviously.
And finally, just another gaming blog says, any advice for how to have a good time at university?
Oh, that's such a sweet question.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, you should say what you... Because you really... enjoyed university, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Just hang about with people. I mean, like, find people that they don't even necessarily have to share your interests. Obviously, find people that do, but you'll probably, some of the best times you'll have are with people that like completely different things to you, and you might end up liking them too. So, I mean, uni is basically a fresh start. I mean, so even if you don't wear much of a socializer back in the day, you can kind of start from scratch, and everyone's treated the same way at the start because nobody knows your past. Do you know what I mean? So nobody knows if you were...
Your
no, I don't mean that in a dodgy way, but nobody knows if you were a wallflower or if you were whatever. You can kind of make your own identity again, so that's quite good. So yeah, just make friends and yeah, just talk to people basically, and things just follow on from there, I would say. Agreed? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
If you get invited to a pub or a club and you don't fancy it, just go anyway because you might end up meeting friends.
That's good advice. Yeah, I would say that, you know,
it's very easy when you're ready to go, I just can't be arsed doing that, but do it. Like, force yourself to do it because it'll be worth it.
Well, and the thing that you always have to remember, and this is something that took me a while to remember as well, is like, you know, sometimes I think you feel when you're younger as well, it's like you feel like if you're not enjoying yourself, you just stay out anyway because you feel like, you know, oh, well, I don't want to be the one who goes home early or whatever. But then you start to resist. That's when you start to feel like you don't want to go out anymore if you haven't had a good time the last time.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, go out. If you're really not enjoying yourself, just go home, you know, and then you'll feel more up to going out. So I've gone to stuff sometimes and be like, nope, not feeling it.
Yeah.
And gone home after like an hour. But then you don't feel resentful like, oh, I can't believe I stayed out. I really didn't enjoy myself and it just got worse.
Yeah.
And then you'll be happy to the next time just try it again, you know, try something different. So yeah. I think it's just don't, yeah, feel like you know yourself still at that point. Like try different things. But if you're not feeling it, just go home and try again, you know, for something else. Don't kind of stay out just for the sake of it at the same time.
Agreed. So, yeah, I hope that helps. If anyone else has got advice, go to the northoftheborders.com site in episode 3 and leave us a comment at the end with advice for Just Another Gaming Blog about how to have a good time at university.
Time and still study, because I know so many people who regretted not trying. So you still have to do your work because you'll regret it if you don't get good grades at university.
Now, Louise, I have a secret. This is my question. A secret for you.
It's going to be short, right?
Well, we've only been going for an hour. It'll be fine.
No, it's more than an hour.
Well, the recording says an hour. So pick it out. now, I've got more questions for you. And I thought it'd be an interesting...
Well, it's just because all the questions are always aimed at you.
Well, yeah, so I felt quite bad for you. So I thought I'd find you some questions, right?
I talked more in this one.
But I found... All right, well done. But I found an interesting source. I thought it'd be nice to get different questions from a different source for you, right? So I went on the CBBC website, Children's BBC website.
Very good.
And they have a section called Join In. This is, for those who don't know, like who maybe don't live in Britain, CBBC is the BBC's children website. Yeah. No, that's CBeebies. CBBC is more for like 12-year-olds.
It's more my speed.
No, but it's more like 12, like pop music kids and all that. 12 people, One Direction fans and stuff like that. And CBBC has a show called The Official Chart Show, where they get like pop stars and stuff and get kids to ask them questions. Mm-hmm. So last week, CBBC got kids to ask foxes some questions.
Okay.
I don't know who Foxes are. Or
it's just a girl, yeah.
Who's she?
You've heard some of her songs, I think. Okay. She's okay.
I'll tell you what.
She's on the mixes and whatnot.
So I decided to steal their questions and ask you them. Now, these are questions coming from 12-year-olds, roughly. And they don't have, like, real names. It's a clever idea that the CBBC website, it seems, generates random usernames for kids to protect their identities.
Yeah.
So they've all got names like... Magenta Raindrop Whale and Salmon Loud Ferret. So they've all got like fake names, right? So here are some questions that were asked by 12-year-olds to foxes and I'm now asking you, right? Mm-hmm. So all really deep stuff. Would you rather lick a tree or eat a full rose?
A full rose? Oh my God. Probably lick a tree, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because I wouldn't know how a rose would sit in my stomach, you know, I might kind of agitate it a little bit. Mm. I think it would be soft going down or whatever.
I like how you're taking this seriously.
Well, sometimes these questions. Roses, because the thing is with roses as well, is like, because they attract like aphids and stuff and loads of different, like my mom used to always get aphids on her roses and she'd get really pissed off. So people might have sprayed pesticides on them. So it's not that a tree couldn't have pesticide on it, but I think it would be more likely that a rose would. So I would say lick a tree, even though you might end up eating an ant. But
just so you know, a lot of these are would you rather this or that, because it's like kid style questions, right?
So I need to hurry up.
The next one is from Olive Strong Dove and says, this is should instead of would. Should you rather be a piece of cheese, an apple or a banana, and why?
Well, you're going to get eaten in all those instances, right? So
I would... just a suggestion, I would say the cheese.
I was going to say cheese.
You would last longer, at least.
Oh.
If you're an apple or a banana, you would rot.
Okay, no, I was gonna say cheese just because you're probably not gonna have bugs coming through you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Coming through you?
No, like in the
wild.
We
might have bullets coming through you, given our last episode.
Oh yeah, very good. It depends on the type of cheese.
Well, yeah, that's true. No one sorted that out for us. That's shocking. How old were you when you did your first album? I'm joking. Okay, well, yeah, I'm joking.
But,
I'm joking.
I know, but I used to do radio things with like Trista and stuff sometimes.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. We did a couple when we were like 10 or whatever. We did like radio
fake
shows.
Yeah, I did that as well.
Everybody did, I think.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Clapping my arm.
This one's amazing. This is from Lemon Glossy Seahorse, right?
That's a cute one.
Would you rather be a unicorn on the run from scientists or a piece of moldy cheese in a bin for a day?
Oh, obviously a unicorn.
But you're on the run from scientists, so you can't relax.
Yeah, but you have a horn on your head that you could impale them with. Everybody.
And then you'll go straight to jail. Yeah, unicorn.
Everybody thinks unicorns are nice.
You know what happens to unicorns in jail?
Oh, you get to penetrate other people because you have a horn.
Well, I wasn't talking about penetration. That's outrageous.
You have a weapon built into your body. How could that not be better? And you wouldn't smell like garbage. And you're white and sparkly. That's pretty great.
Fair enough.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. If you had to choose between flying pigs or snorkeling hamsters, which one would you choose?
What do you mean? Be one or
just choose
to
between
have
them?
Them?
Pick one.
What was the first one?
Flying pigs or snorkeling hamsters.
Snorkeling hamsters, because that's adorable.
Okay.
Flying pigs could be good if you could ride it, but I think it would be too small. I don't think I'd be able to do that. Okay. So I'd want a snorkeling hamster.
And the same person.
Do you guys ever get Hammy the Hamster here, that show?
I'm not sure. That seems
it was
a bit
like,
generic.
I'm pretty sure it was a Canadian show, but it was adorable. It was like a hamster, a guinea pig, and something else. And they were like real animals. And the guy would like, he'd make them have little adventures. So they'd wear little hats and stuff. And it was like them in the woods. And it's called Hammy Hamster. It was really great.
Good.
You're not going to find a clip of that for there?
I'll try and find a clip of Hammy Hamster. Yep. Well, I was going to go through this later anyway, but I'll write it down. You can hear me writing.
It's Hammy the Hamster.
Hammy the Hamster.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. Same question from, different question from the same person. You have been marooned on a desert island. You can only take one item of food and one drink to live on. What would they be in my and why? Mine would be toast and milk.
Oh, well, mine definitely wouldn't be toast. I mean, so you were marooned and you
they're,
just...
they're assuming that there's a toaster on this island.
Yeah. Yeah, but toast has no protein in it, so that would be not a very
they're
good choice.
They're fucking 12.
I know,
they're
but...
obviously not thinking
live
about
off of that. So, I think the smart thing... would really to be have something that's like regenerates, right? So like a tree or something like that. So you could have like a like an apple tree or something, because then it would just keep growing more apples.
I think the you're making your own rules here. I'm thinking the implication is that you get an unlimited supply of a food and a drink.
Okay.
It's a roundabout metaphorical
burgers.
Way of asking what food
burgers.
And drink would you never get tired of, right?
Burgers.
Fine. Exactly.
And beer.
Okay. Good.
What?
Would you rather have a trifle made on your head or a cheesecake on your head?
A cheesecake, because it's not as messy.
Good. Sensible.
And it's, I like trifles and cheesecake, but a cheesecake would be less sloppy.
Okay.
A trifle wouldn't stay on your head. It would just like, unless you were balancing it in the bowl. But if it was just on your head, it would just go everywhere.
Cool. Would you rather do a mashup with Will I Am or Ollie Moore's?
Oh, God. Ollie Moore's, because I don't really like Will.i.am that much. He's kind of annoying. I think I said Moore's, didn't I?
Sorry,
why are you
I'm just reading
ahead.
So I just love how innocent they are. This one's from an 8-year-old. They say they're 8.
That's not very anonymous. I know they say they're
8. I know, but they just say 8-year-old. Would you rather have chocolate hair or a jelly belly?
That's really cute. Chocolate hair, because it's chocolate. And because presumably if it's like... real hair, it would keep growing, so you could eat it and then it would grow more, and you'd be, but the problem with chocolate hair is you wouldn't be able to hide it, so people would probably try and run after you and eat it off your head, whereas if jelly belly, you could probably put a t-shirt over and they wouldn't know, although they'd hear it go and they might try and eat your belly. But you'd die if they ate your belly, but if they just ate your hair, you'd probably still live. So it's chocolate hair.
Fair enough. What was filming Just One yesterday with Fallout Boy like?
Just One? Oh, so she made a song?
That's for her. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you two more, okay?
Mm.
If there was a llama, a unicorn, and your favourite emoji staring at you, what would you do?
Your favourite emoji? Is this the same person with the
unicorn?
No,
the unicorns seem to have a llama kind of theme. A llama, a unicorn, and your favourite emoji.
Well, a unicorn, clearly.
But this is what would you do, though? It's not asking you to pick
one.
Oh,
all three of them?
Well, you would do all three of them?
No,
they said, what would you do if all three of them were staring at you?
Jump on the unicorn and ride away. That's it. Because llamas spit in your face. You don't want to be anywhere near that.
What
and
if the emoji was like a heart?
Is that your favorite one?
What is your favorite emoji?
I don't even use those. You know me. I don't even know how to use them on my phone. I don't know how to get them. I just know how to do the winky face with like text and the smiley face. I guess the winky face is my favorite. It's not an emoji though, is it?
Maybe. And here's the final one. I don't expect you to be able to answer this because I can barely read it. This is like the pinnacle of all children's questions, right? Because of course it's a would you rather one, right?
Oh, God.
But it's just so right. So this is for some reason he's got
what
away
were you
with
doing on the CBBC website.
I was on the BBC website in general, and they'd linked to it, and you know sometimes they just put weird stuff on the front page, and this was promoted. For some reason, this one's got round the censors. This is from Connor from the West Midlands.
Oh, okay.
And
so
Connor says. It's not even really a question, it's a statement, but apparently it's a question. This says, if you could either have only one arm and one leg, or no head and eyes on your feet and a mouth on your belly.
Oh, just what would you rather?
I think so.
So what, say that slower?
So one arm and one leg.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
One arm and one leg.
Or no head.
Okay.
Right? Eyes on your feet and a mouth on your belly.
For sake, obviously one arm and one leg, because then you'd still be a human.
But if you had eyes on your feet, you would get a different perspective on life. And if you had a mouth on your belly, it would go straight to the stomach. So any digestive...
your guts would come out. It would just be everything coming out.
That's true.
No, not that one. One arm, one leg. Because you could get another fake arm and another fake leg, and then you'd be two arms and two legs again.
True. That's true.
I don't think... as far as I know, they haven't built fake heads yet, so that may be a bit more difficult.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, so I highly recommend going on the CBBC website if you're ever bored and you need some proper, like, deep questions, such as mud or sand, or would you rather have a moustache or stroke a moustache, or the classic... hold on, what was it? There's another good one here I saw, but I don't want to spend it. What is the strangest thing that is weird? go for the CBBC website and get stuck in. Lovely.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I think...
I'm excited if you find Hamie the Hamster. I'll rewatch it. It was a good show.
Okay, I'll have a look. I don't know if it would work in terms of a clip, but we'll try. Is there speaking in it? It's not just a hamster and Daphne.
Oh, yeah, they do voices for them and everything.
Okay.
It's a bit weird, but it's good.
Well, I forgot to introduce it, so assuming I did find a clip of Hammy the Hamster, here it is.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, hi there. Nice to have you here. I come here quite a bit myself, mostly to hear the birds sing. Hear them? I like birds, and you know something? I think they like me. Well, now, since this is the first time that you and I have met, I'd better introduce myself, tell you who I am. Oh, no, I know who you are, all right, so why don't you just call me Story Man? Because I'm here to tell you stories. Stories about Hammy Hamster, Martha Mouse, GP the Guinea Pig, Turtle, and all of Hammy's other friends here along the riverbank. Well, let me tell you, Hammy and his friends get into some of the most exciting adventures you've ever heard. And how did it all begin? Well, I guess the first story should be about how Hammy found the riverbank and met all the other animals who live here. Do you like adventure? Good. So do I. Do you like little animals? Even better. Most of all, do you like having fun? Okay, so get comfy, settle in, and we'll find out how Hammy found the riverbank.
bear in mind I've retrospectively said that and I haven't listened to the clip yet. I'm still going to say that was shite.
Oh, don't say that. It was good.
Good. I'll take your word for it. So yeah, that was episode 3 of North of the Borders podcast.
I didn't use the washroom once.
Well done. That's very, I'm very proud of you. Yep. What do you recommend people do next, Louise?
What do you mean?
After listening to this.
Watch Hand Me the Hamster.
No. They should go on iTunes.
Oh, you mean related to the episode?
Well, after they finished listening to this.
Oh, put their review up.
Yes.
Okay.
We've already had a couple of reviews and they've been very nice.
Have they?
Which we're very grateful for. Yeah.
That's nice.
So if you could add your own review to the thing.
iTunes, website,
I believe it's called.
Yeah.
That would be lovely. And yeah, and as always, check out northoftheborders.com to get and go to the episode 3 link and you'll get loads of videos and photos and stuff of the shape we've been talking about today.
And links.
And links and such. So to give yourself a more fulfilling experience while listening to this.
360 degrees.
Exactly, exactly. All up in
immersive.
Your grill. Definitely. So yeah, all that remains to be said is thank you very much for listening. Please do share this with your chums because the more it grows, the better it gets.
We're not going to do more than...
We'll not do more, but the more it grows, we'll get a wider range of listener questions.
We'll get 3P for every link.
Yeah, well, the more listener questions we get, the less fucking weird ones from kids we need to use.
Less we'll need to pad it out with...
Well, that was padding.
Bullshit.
We could have milked that a bit more, but I'm quite happy with it. I think that was a strong episode. What are your thoughts?
I talked more in that one, I think.
Yeah, but that aside, it was good.
Is it still part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nice. I love how you still had to say oh to point out that.
Yeah, because
it was
you
like
didn't react. You thought I was being serious.
I'm used to your insults.
Shrugs don't work
on
podcasts. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. I'm depressed now.
Why?
I'm not motivated.
Well, it's over?
No, you fell for it.
Oh, okay.
Bye!
Oh, don't, you're going to hurt people's ears doing that.
We did that last time.
Okay,
that
bye. Bye. Have a good day.
Have a good day?
Yeah.
They might be listening to this at like 11:30 at night.
Well, then they're going to have a good sleep then.
That's not a day. We've
care.
Had a good day.
I don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, no, just start
what?
That part over. Come on,
no,
bad.
That was a good bit. Bye.
Okay, see you, bye.